That concludes our public hearings. Let's move to item D2, Molly Maid Professional Home Cleaning Service. This is a rerun.
Aren't you going over item 1?
We'll do that after we do the next 2.
Thank you.
So, Molly Maid, Mr. Deedle.
As you probably remember, this has been in front of the Plan Commission a couple of times now. Since the last meeting on, which meeting was it?
January 4th.
The applicant has made some changes and addressed some of the conditions. Quickly, I can mention that in particular, the applicant has, looking at the wrong one.
Needs a fence permit, needs to do a different drain.
Yep, so there originally were 12 conditions, and since the last meeting, they have fully addressed 3 of them. Staff has changed their mind on 2 of them. The applicant agrees to address 3 of the remaining ones, and I believe the applicant is not agreeing with 4 of them. So in more particular detail, probably would be best just to go straight to the ordinance. So of the remaining conditions, condition number 4, I believe the applicant, this is in regards to the site-proof wooden dumpster enclosure and the relocation. I believe the applicant is agreeing to do that. So that is a condition of approval. Number 5.
Wait, I'm
sorry.
Molly. Isn't doing it.
Oh, is agreeing.
Is
to
doing
it. Yep.
Number 4 is agreed?
Yes, he is agreeing to do it. Number 5, in regards to the stormwater drainage pipe, I believe the applicant is not agreeing to do it. They did televise a pipe, but it was the wrong one. So we're asking them to do the correct one. Number 6, I believe the applicant is agreeing. They have a vehicle that they will remove, and then they will have nothing over 8,000 pounds. Number 7, the applicant, I believe, does not agree. They don't want to do a landscape plan. They believe that because they are putting some soil on top of some of the gravel area and then seeding it with grass, that that's good enough. That addresses the stormwater issue that we had before. It was one of the original 12. They had too much impervious surface. So by doing this, they address that condition. So that's no longer here, the stormwater management plan. That's addressed. But they're also asking to claim that for credit for the landscape plan. As you may remember, the UDO requires landscaping for every 5 parking stalls, a certain number of trees and shrubs and so forth. They are not agreeing to do that. We are recommending they still have to do that. Also, that related to that landscaping, they are not agreeing to, of course, put that landscaping in by June. The last one then would be number 9. They also do not agree, I believe, with this one. This is the financial surety to ensure that all these remaining conditions are done, so that they would have to give us an estimate of what these costs would be. Engineering department would verify that, and then they would put that money aside somehow. And then if they didn't address those conditions within 60 days, then we could start pulling that money if we wanted to do that ourselves. So again, they did address some of the conditions. These are the remaining conditions. And staff would be recommending approval subject to all these remaining conditions.
Mr. Cook. Not at this moment, okay. But I do.
We do agree to some of those things, just to let you know.
It seems like we perpetually have this conversation.
Okay.
We had this when you decided to move in and buy the building.
Yep.
Different issues, same problems. You don't want to do something that you've already agreed to do, and the ordinance was predicated on. Here again, provide your requirements, and you say, I don't feel like doing it. So there's 2 things that can happen here. One is we can approve it with these conditions that you've already said that you're not interested in doing all of them. And I guarantee you that staff oversight on this isn't going to be the same as what you had when you first moved in. They'll be there. They'll watch you make sure that you do it. The other thing you can do is deny it. Then you lose two tenants. So I'm sitting here telling you, it would be wise for you to agree to this and do it. My own personal opinion.
Can I speak?
Yep. Commission? Comments? Okay. Let's do, this is Molly Maids. Let's do Molly Maids, a special use, a motion to recommend approval of a resolution condition imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for a professional home cleaning service business use and property owner requested revisited site plan approval upon a property located 11113 West Forest Home Suite 200. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion of the motion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. All conditions.
And it goes to the Common Council at their March 21st meeting? The next Common Council meeting.
Okay.
We move on to item... Too much paper. That was Molly Maid. We move on to Fabu Eyes.
It might be March 20th.
March 20th. Fabu Eyes, item D3, a special use application for Fabu Eyes eyelash extension. Mr. Deedle.
Staff would be recommending approval with the same conditions.
Okay. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use upon an eyelash extension service business for use upon a property located at 111113 West Forest Homes Avenue, Suite 240, and I think I got all the ones.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All conditions.
That's what I was here to say.
Okay, we're going to move back to item D1, Ballpark Commons Sports Complex. This is the termination of a minor site, a minor PDD amendment, and three separate changes. Mr. Deedle.
Staff is starting to have meetings again on a regular basis with the developer and his team. Out of this first meeting and some earlier discussions, the applicant is getting concerned about timetables and time frames and getting things built as quickly as possible, and I believe some at the city are as well. So they were looking more closely at some of these existing conditions from earlier approvals. As you may recall, they already have approval to move dirt for utilities, but only for utilities, and only if they can get all their other permits that they need for those utilities. But they would be able to move dirt because as the original conditions were, they couldn't do any disturbance, any development or land disturbing activity until they got a lot of those conditions addressed first. Now, like I said, a month or so ago, they got their one approval to allow utility work before all these other conditions were addressed. But that confines them to just the easements and the utility right-of-ways and those things for those utilities. They are stating that, well, we have a crew out there to do that stuff. It only makes sense to be able to go outside those areas and start clearing the rest of the property, maybe a little bit of limited filling or grading, and then start to stockpile soils. But it's primarily to clear sooner rather than later the entire site, except for those areas that were approved as part of the recent natural resource special exception to remain. So a lot of those trees on the north by the river where their stormwater pond is going to be, those trees would come down. Those trees along the property line on the west, next to all the Hawthorne neighbors and stuff, all those trees would come down. The wetlands that they have approval to fill, they could start to fill those. The applicant then is only asking for those, which happens to be three of those original conditions, were directly tied to land disturbing activities. So this PDD amendment would be changing the wording of only those three conditions to allow them to do clearing, some limited grading, and the stockpile topsoil prior to addressing all these other conditions. So staff is recommending approval with some wording changes to their wording. So the ordinance that you have in front of you has the wording as recommended by staff. We also have the document from the applicant that shows their changes in red and our changes in blue if you want to see the changes that we made. I can specifically note that the one condition relating to the stormwater management plan clearly states that they still have to obtain DNR approval, MMSD approval, fill and soils disturbing permit. They still have to get all those kinds of permits first. And the reason I mention that is because I've seen a recent email and somebody was questioning that. What this does then is allow them to move, to do this clearing, to move a little bit of dirt prior to having a final architectural plan, prior to having a final streetscaping plan, prior to having a final signage plan, that kind of stuff. They still have to get their DNR approvals. They still have to get any MMSD approvals. They still have to get our fill and soils disturbing and stormwater management approvals. So staff is recommending yes.
Questions from the commission?
Commissioner
Fowler.
Haley?
Mr. Fowler.
Sorry, Kevin. Sorry. Commissioner Haley, sir.
I would just say generally I concur that this makes sense to try and piecemeal this. What they're trying to do is beat the weather and be ready for spring. I think it's the wise thing to do at this point.
Alderman Dandridge.
Mr. Deedle, do you have any idea or feeling that any of these conditions that we need approvals for from the state, the DNR, whatever, that they won't be obtained or they won't be approved?
I have no indication of that at all. The only thing I would say is there's always the chance that they could change something. Maybe the DNR wants the stormwater pond to be smaller, and then they cut down some trees that they didn't have to. Or the city wants the stormwater pond moved over 15 feet, and there's a couple of trees that they didn't have to cut down, but they did. If anything like that tree impact happens, that's all part of the mitigation plan that they still have to finish, and that plan, by condition, still has to come back to the council as well. So I will be pointing out, if anything like that happens where they could have saved some of the trees because of a change from the DNR they didn't know about at the time, I will point that out, and then the council will be able to decide if they want to do something added to the mitigation plan if they want. That's the only thing that I would see as a possibility.
But you said that the city still has to give them an approval on
stormwater. Stormwater and soil.
And the soil moving. Yep. All they're going to do is they're going to take down stumps at this point?
So, yeah, we had a meeting with engineering. If they wanted to leave the stumps, they don't have to get those permits from engineering. But they want to do more than that. They want to pull out the tree and maybe even move dirt a little bit. So then they do need those approvals from the engineering department. So before they can start moving dirt, they have to get those approvals. If all they wanted to do is cut the trees and leave the stumps, they could do that once the council approves this.
So do you see that? I mean, is there an application coming?
Not that I'm aware of, but I suspect it would be pretty quick. Because by the way, in case you didn't know, the council is meeting at 8 o'clock to talk about this item as well.
Correct. Okay. Just as an illustration, under condition one of the order, or change number one, talks about the MMSD low pressure methane pipe. Mm-hmm. All the approvals had to be done on that before you could do anything on any part of the site. I mean, it's like that development near and on that isn't going to happen for 2 years. So why would we hold up the world for that? That's the kind of thing we're changing here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any problem there, but this problem has been bogged down, and I hope that the project has got a clear understanding of how it's going and how it's going to, you know, in a vision of how it's going to be developed, and that I haven't seen anything yet from a council perspective. I hope that staff and maybe the mayor has seen something, because that's what the people are more discouraged about than anything, is hey, we got to start showing this vision instead of just blindly going ahead and clearing, and then, hey, we clear it, now we've got it, now we'll decide on what's going to go there. I hope we're getting some concrete movement in regards to development.
I'll let you call Mr. Tito.
Well, I'll answer that, a bit okay. of that. We had what I think we all agree was a very productive meeting a week ago Friday with all of the participants.
Okay.
There was no fisticuffs, very little yelling and screaming. Some people got abused a little bit, Joel. But we came out of that with a very clear understanding of how we wanted to move this forward. The bottom line is that my analogy was, we've been dating prior to this. Now we're married, and the babies are on the way. We transferred $3 million to a trust account to start paying out stuff, city money. So we're getting moving here. Developer is serious. We made some procedural changes with them. We're making some procedural changes on our part to help streamline the process. Their schedule is very aggressive. Not quite aggressive enough for me, but, you know. So this will help us start to make progress. Anyone else? Mr. Deedle?
I would just mention that they have submitted, and the ball is in my court, a site plan for that three-story office building on the north side of Rawson and the first four apartment buildings south of Rawson. They have asked for a couple PDD changes to allow those buildings to proceed before all these other things, too. Because I was on jury duty, I fell behind schedule and all that stuff.
You could have made that shorter.
I was wanted to hold out. But we're using this as so the applicant is requesting, you know, because of their timetable, that we're going to have to be doing this in pieces. So they're going to be, you know, doing a site plan or two at a time, a special use or two at a time, and then the PDD changes that go along with that. So that's adding a little bit extra time up front as well to catch all those PDD changes that they need as they go along, and then catch the rest of them as the next phase of development comes in. And I have a running track of all that. So I'm setting all that up now, and I am catching a lot of PDD changes. There's things like parking lot setbacks and landscaping requirements that I'm just catching within the last couple of days that either they have to revise their site plans for, or they have to change and add different conditions in the PDDs. So we're trying to catch all that stuff so we don't miss anything later. It will save us time later. It is adding a little extra time now. But the bottom line is, you know, they did their first step. They got me those things. So I have those site plans. I have some of the PD changes. I'm finding others. And CSMs. They submitted some CSMs.
Okay. Anybody else?
Thank you for your diligence.
Thank you.
Okay, the first determination is determination of a minor amendment to the PDD. Is there a motion determining that the proposed amendments, the three issues here, are to be a minor amendment?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The second part of this. All right, you ready? Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0442, almost blew it, of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 37, that we know as the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, to revise the district as it pertains to certain site preparation work in the following manner. To clarify that only those land disturbance activities within the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District landfill gas pipeline easement require prior MMSD approval pursuant to condition number 8 in PDD District Number 37, Ordinance 2016-2212, to allow general site clearing and grading to occur prior to establishment of any new roadway bond for the portion of any roadway located on the landfill pursuant to a condition number 13 in Plan Development District Number 37, Ordinance Number 2016-2212, and to allow general site clearing and grading to occur prior to approval of a comprehensive stormwater management plan, which must be approved prior to issuance of any building permits pursuant to condition 25 in Plan Development District Number 37, Ordinance 2016-2212 at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive. Is there such a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Before you vote on this, I will tell you that the preliminary stormwater management plan has been given to staff. Staff has forwarded to the engineering consultant, who has returned with their list of recommended changes, and the applicant currently is taking care of those. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.